Hello and a warm welcome to BBC Learning English. 我是英文网爱情事务记者杨丽，大家都叫我爱神 ,The Goddess of Love. 你一定知道4月29日是威廉王子的婚礼日，对吧 ?The Big Day. 我现在可是有抢手的好故事，王子和平民两对即将成婚的情侣讲述他们的全程浪漫史。来吧，跟我边听故事边学英语。
A royal romance, an everyday love story.
王子婚礼与平民爱情。
From BBC Learning English.
今天是我的第三个故事 ,Reflections. 威廉和凯特接受 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 采访时，谈了他们对初期感情的一段反思。请大家边听边思考两个问题。第一，威廉和凯特是不是曾一度分手？第二，凯特对此有何感悟呢？
In that particular instance, we did split up for a bit, but that was just, you know, we were both very young. It was at university, and we were sort of both defining ourselves as such and being, you know, different characters and stuff. It was very much trying to find our own way, and we were growing up, and so it was just sort of, you know, a bit of space and a bit of things like that, and it soon worked out for the better.
And I think I at the time wasn't very happy about it, but actually it made me a stronger person. You find out things about yourself that.Maybe you hadn't realised, or I think you can get quite consumed by a relationship when you're younger. And you know, I really valued that time.
And we went through a few stumbling blocks, as every relationship does. But we picked ourselves up and carried on. And we, you know, from where you had, you know, the odd problem when you were first getting to know each other, those have all gone. And it's just really easy with being with each other, and it's really fun. And I'm obviously extremely funny, and she loves that. So it's really good.
BBCUKChina.com.
That's William and Kate. 谈一度分手的原因和感悟。现在，请你核对两个问题的答案。威廉和凯特是不是曾一度分手 ？Yes, they did split up for a brief period. 第二，凯特对他们的分手有何感悟呢 ？She said that it made her a stronger person. So William and Kate went through a difficult time in their relationship.How about our non-royal couple Jennifer and David? 早些时候，他们在接受我的采访时，谈了两个人性格上的不同特点以及磨合过程。
I think initially there probably a lot of difficulties, and we were both quite different, or we thought we were more different than we were. I wasn't ever very good at settling down or sticking to one thing for a long period of time. I quite like to do 100 different things at the same time. Dave's very methodical, and he could happily do the same thing for longer periods. And I think we have found a balance within that.
Yeah, definitely. I know from my point of view, I'm a lot more...kind of conservative, I guess, than Jenny is, and I think from being with her, she's kind of brought out a more adventurous side to me. I've done a lot of things since I've been with Jenny that perhaps if I wasn't with her, I wouldn't have done. For example, our year away, that was a big step for me to leave my job, leave our house, because they're all kind of core, fundamental to things that I thought were important, but actually...You know, going away with Jenny that year out was such a fantastic experience. And actually, if I wasn't with Jenny, it's probably something I never would have done. So,
yeah, I can see that you have brought out the best in each other.
Yes.
Have you ever reflected on that? Say, well, you know, we have helped each other, complement each other, rather than, you know, having this difference.
Yeah, definitely. I think in my part, my friends...as well have seen such a positive impact Dave's had on me and in terms of getting me to be more grounded. And I would never have seen myself sitting with one person for a long period of time. So finding Dave and being with Dave's made my outlook change for the better and be more grounded and happy with what I've got. So that's a really positive thing.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是留有一点点空间 ，a bit of space.
And we were growing up, and so it was just sort of, you know, a bit of space and a bit of things like that. And
经过一些困难 绊脚石 to go through a few stumbling blocks.
And we went through a few stumbling blocks as every relationship does.
一个人的某种优点影响到另一个人，比如 Jennifer has brought out a more adventurous side to David.
I think from being with her, she's kind of brought out a more adventurous side to me.
If you really work at a relationship and go through the stumbling blocks, then it's wonderful what an effect you can have on your partner. For David, Jennifer brought out an adventurous side. In the next chapter, we'll be looking at the deciding moment that comes in a relationship when someone makes the decision to take the next big step. Join me again next week on bbcukchina.com. 谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再会。